Good morning, America. Welcome to Monday. This is June the 16th, 2025. Boss Big Show now on the air at 107.1, 99.7 FM on the Boss app. 107.1theboss.com, 99.7 FM. We are Robbie and Rochelle in the morning with the crew. Joe Nolan, Valerie Seagraves, Kerbert the Wonder Frog, Nor Eastern Eck. Everybody has clawed their way in this morning. How about that Red Sox in the Yankee series over the weekend? Wiped you out 0-2 yesterday, bucko.
And then they go and trade their best player.
Yeah, I know. That's stupid, isn't it?
What was that? I can't understand why they did that.
No, I know. There's got to be either backstage drama or money or something. Somebody doesn't like the guy's agent. I don't know. Strange.
I bet it's both.
They beat the Yankees. They're on a roll. Everything's going good. And then they trade their best player.
Joe's referring to Rafael Devers, who's traded to the San Francisco Giants from the Red Sox.
Banished him.
Strangely over the weekend, yeah.
I didn't know that they could trade players in the middle of the season.
Oh, yeah, all the time. There's a trade deadline. There's a day where after that deadline, you can't, you can still trade people, but they can't play in the playoffs after a certain point.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So,
headline in the New York Post sports section this morning says, Yankees Aaron Judge, another dud this weekend against the Red Sox. Man, I love it.
It's all right. He's still batting .378.
Yeah, that is fair. Obviously, see, this is where I'm different than most anti-Yankee people. Aaron Judge is an exceptional player, probably will go down as one of the greats. I can say that. That being said, I like the headline.
Yeah, weekend.
And I'm glad he lost. So there you go. At the end of the, you know what I mean?
But you know what? But you see, the thing is, when you're a Yankee fan, you have a global view. You don't think of each individual game because each individual game doesn't matter. It's at the end of the year where you are. You make the playoffs and you go from there.
Right.
And that's a Yankee fan. You know, these individual little glitches along the season, they really don't matter as long as you don't have a lot of them.
Well, when the ratings come out, I'm going to have you deal with Big Boss Bob and give him that same perspective. So hopefully that works. Hopefully that'll quiet him down a little bit.
It is worth a try.
Valerie did a Beach Boys concert over the weekend. This is their first concert since Brian Wilson's passing last week, which was all over the news. I imagine it was pretty cold out there at PNC Bank Arts Center on Saturday night, right?
It was a little chilly.
Yep. And the ground was wet because we had lawny seats. But I brought a shower curtain. And put it down on the wet ground.
Oh, that's a good idea.
How smart are you? What a great idea.
That's so smart.
That's what everybody around me said. And I have to tell you, it didn't even occur to me that that was smart. It just occurred to me that that's what you do. You go to the dollar store. You buy a dollar shower curtain. You put it down on the ground. You put your blanket. And I brought cushions from my outdoor seating, and I wrapped them in a little, well, I couldn't get the plastic bag in to keep them from getting wet, so I shoved that down my pants, and then so my cushions were covered with a plastic bag, and they didn't get wet because it was all drizzly. But it was, I had good
The luck. Shower curtain idea is mind-blowing. I cannot believe I've never thought to do that. That is so smart.
The guy sitting next to me called me bougie. He said the shower curtain was a great idea. He goes, now with the blanket and the cushion on top of it,
bougie.
He said, you're a little bougie.
What's that lady get down her pants? Here's a little bit of John Stamos.
The Songwriter Hall of Fame the other day.
Yeah, there he is mentioning that he inducted Mike Love into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. So if you're a Beach Boy fan like I am, it was a big week. And then he did Forever, which remember they did that on the Full House show?
Yes. I got a text from Belle that said, do you think you would ever get tired of looking at him if he were your husband and you were around him all the time?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you watch that show, and I never occurred to me, not that I had anything against John Stamos, but it never occurred to me that he was a godlike, you know, Greek godlike sex symbol. And you look at him now, and I just, it's staggering what a handsome man he is.
Yeah, he's
he has really gotten
better looking now than he was 100%. When he was
young. I agree.
Yeah.
100%.
40 years he has played with them. I thought it was 30. 40 years he has played.
I think it was right around the time that he hit it big with the Full House show. He'd already started with them.
Well, the Beach Boys appeared on a couple episodes of Full House with them. So
they did such a great, the video up on the screens was so awesome.
Now, were we any John Stamos sightings around the area? I'm sure they had to put him up somewhere. Maybe they just rolled in and the tour bus did the show and left. I don't know. But
I thought about that.
Yeah, I know they had a show in New York the night before, and I believe they had another show on Sunday. So my guess is they probably were just there, go.
In and out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to catch a minute with John Stamos up close and personal instead of trying to pick up styrofoam coffee cups. You know?
Yeah.
On the Monday program, we got a busy one. There's the last person getting into our VIP party suite today. So if you won $100 last week, or if you signed up at 1071theboss.com, we're going to pull one more name, get you into that party suite to see Katy Perry in concert at The Rock on August the 14th. We'll do that a little after 7 o'clock this morning. Plus, we get some tickets. Just got these handed to me. Go see Counting Crows at the Hard Rock in Atlantic City, 4th of July weekend.
Ooh, that's
fun. This morning. We got
like
Boss
that.
Listener Appreciation Day party passes. Yep, 4-pack of passes to check out the Listener Appreciation Party. More on that coming up. We'll do a fresh He Said.
She Said.
This morning at 7:50, plus a Dead Guy in the Envelope. We'll do the Fast Five, birthdays, mom confessions, and we'll go to the Celebrity Hotline and talk to animal expert and conservationist Jeff Corwin. Jeff is, boy, he's had a show for a long time.
Yeah.
He's on NBC now, and he's doing a new documentary series about preserving the marshlands in Florida.
Oh, that's nice.
So we'll talk to Jeff Corwin this morning and see what that's all about. Right now, though, it's the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Local businesses, organizations, community groups, and charities putting on very fun events. And we do our very best to share them for you right here each and every morning about 620, 835 or so. If you have one, let us know. Text Connect Facebook page or 1071theboss.com.
The Community Bulletin Board is brought to you by Jersey Weight Loss Clinic. Transform your body, transform your life. Jersey Weight Loss Clinic in Manasquan. Get ready for summer today. Call 1-800-267-GOAL and visit jerseyweightlossclinic.com.
I mentioned we saw some friends and relatives over the past couple of days here. Everybody says, oh my God, Rochelle, you're so damn skinny. How did you do it? You're a walking advertisement for Jersey Weight Loss Clinic.
I always say Jersey Weight Loss Clinic in Manasquan.
Give a call today. Take the drive.
I do.
1071theboss.com to see where the Boss Roadies are going to be on tour next. We get the complete list and community events, too. If you click the community events, then we post things going on, even if we're not going to be there. So they're all up there at 1071theboss.com. We are getting ready for Boss Listener Appreciation Night, which is coming up on the 24th. It goes from 5 to 7. We do this every summer. Just our way of saying thank you for listening. It'll be at Breakwater Beach Casino Pier. And you can listen for 4-packs again all this week to get in. The annual Garden Party by the Sea Fashion Show is going on Wednesday afternoon starting at 2. Bonnet Island Estate in Manahawkin. Good evening, to Madame Madame. Welcome to the Bonnet Island Estate. Yes. Would you like some Grey Poupon? Enjoy an afternoon of food, fashion, prizes, and a whole lot more. Like the Fresh Prince pulling up and meeting Uncle Phil. St. Francis Parish, LBI.org/fashion show for more info. The 2025 Sunset Craft and Vendor Market is Wednesday, 5 to 9, Taylor Avenue Field, Beach Haven. 15 artisans and crafters all showcasing their fantastic goods. CoastalCreationsLBI.com for the details, because it's a busy week down the South Shore. Ocean County Library Juneteenth celebration Thursday that goes on from 9 to noon. That would be Juneteenth, right? Tom's River Branch Library. Live musical performances, presenters, storytellers, history, and food. Okay.
Oh, wow.
The OceanCountyLibrary.org to register and get more info. Maybe they will once and for all finally explain the Dewey Decimal System to you.
Probably not.
Ocean County Library. A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on the friendly local neighborhood CBB, the CBUB, the Community Bulletin Board. Man, a weekend just flew by, didn't it?
It really did. It really, really did. It was a very fast weekend.
Did it really happen? Are you sure? Did it really go by? Mm-hmm. Or did we just miss it? You ever get that feeling on a Monday morning like that?
Yeah. Like I was here yesterday.
Right.
And I'm back again.
I feel like I never left.
Yeah.
The whole thing just seems like a dream just flew by. You really need a vacation from a vacation, you know. I mean, I know it was just a weekend, but it kind of, because we were traveling this weekend, it kind of felt like a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you go on vacation, I feel like I need a vacation from the vacation.
Yeah, that's definitely a thing.
We're so busy this weekend.
Yeah.
I know we'd mentioned I had a 50th anniversary party for my folks. So about 25 people were over the house. And we had to drive up there, and we were running all around picking up last minute stuff. I think you spent about 3 hours alone just looking for styrofoam plates.
Oh my gosh. Styrofoam cups.
Oh, that's right. The coffee cups.
But to be fair, my mother-in-law, who I love very much, but is very, very specific as to which kind you have to get. So it has to be styrofoam. It has to be 4 ounces. It has to be white. And so it was very difficult to find exactly what she wanted, because I don't think they make a ton of styrofoam things anymore.
Right. Not environmentally friendly.
Right. So I did. I went to 3 different stores. I couldn't find them, but I finally had to come back with something that was 4 ounces and was white, but not styrofoam. So I was a little nervous to hand them to her, but it went over okay.
Oh, yeah, those little cups. She was right, though. They really weren't great coffee cups. Well, made your hands hot.
I couldn't
find them. You didn't find the one she wanted.
I know. I couldn't find them. I tried. I really did.
Well, she would buy things and stock up to the point that she'd have enough to last her for 15 to 20 years. And then when they finally run out, she just doesn't, well, they don't make those anymore.
Right.
And she can't get past the fact that she found them when she bought them, mm-hmm. and then she had a whole cupboard full of them when they finally go away.
Yeah.
It's hard to find them again. And so you felt the wrath of that.
She didn't come down on me too hard, thankfully, but I know that I didn't necessarily get exactly what she wanted. I just didn't have the time. I mean, I went to three different stores looking for them.
Dump truck with pasta in one and croutons in another. My diet went out the window, too.
That food was so good, though.
You sit around, drink, and eat all day, and then the cleanup happens. So I think I pulled my back out again, too, because you're just sitting there like a sloth all day long.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, well, I shouldn't say pulled it out, but it's been hurting since... Well, because we had to pick up all, you know, I've been sitting and relaxing and eating and drinking all day long. And then suddenly I'm picking up tables and chairs and putting them in my uncle's truck to take home. And yeah, it doesn't feel great. Worst part is burnt my fingers because you couldn't find styrofoam coffee cups.
Sorry,
couldn't even
I
wake
tried.
Up. Thanks a lot. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, how you going?
How are you, my friend?
I'm good, thank you.
You know what I didn't know about you that I learned this morning as I was reading up, knowing we were going to speak to each other? You're a New England boy. Where in Massachusetts did you grow up, Jeff?
I grew up in Noel, Massachusetts, and I actually live up today. You know, I live in a little island right off of the South Shore.
Martha's Vineyard or down that way?
No, it's a teeny tiny island.
Oh, okay.
A little north of that, near the Cape. It's
gotcha.
A 22-acre island off of Marsh in southeastern Massachusetts. And I'm like bummed because it's about 48 degrees here right now.
Yeah, it's chillier too.
Yeah,
I grew up in...
It was 80 degrees for me, and today it's 48 degrees for me.
Where were you yesterday?
Yesterday I was in Florida.
Oh, you were in Florida really? Yesterday. I see. Yeah, I was going to say I grew up in Providence, so I know the area you grew up well. Matter of fact, I remember there's another island out there. My science teacher, my environmental science teacher, had us learn quahogging out on Cuttyhunk Island. I don't know if you heard of that one.
Oh, Cuttyhunk. Yeah, I know Cuttyhunk. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on the success of the show, Jeff. Wildlife Nation with Jeff Corwin. The Expedition Florida is on ABC television stations on Saturday morning, and it's another great show. Saw a couple of these this morning, so congrats on the success of the show.
Yeah, it's been a delight, and our partners to tell these stories are the Miccosukee Tribe of Indians of Florida.
Yeah.
They're our executive producing partner. They're our co-storytellers, and we kind of use their conservation work, their cultural work in the Everglades as the launching pad to tell the whole tapestry of wild Florida, and it's pretty awesome.
When you talk about wildlife conservation in Florida, in the Everglades, why is it really so important to the whole ecosystem of the country? You know, what is it about the Everglades that inspired you to take this on?
The Everglades and beyond, these are some of our most imperiled habitats now. We have not been kind to the Everglades over the years. We've drained it, we've cut it up, and then we've unsustainably flooded it. And then when we didn't do that, we introduced invasive species from fish to snakes, and it's had a profound impact. And for the Miccosukee people, which are one of two officially recognized living indigenous peoples of Florida today, this is their home. This is where their whole culture is based. And they're on a mission to save the Everglades. But what I've learned with them is that it's all interconnected. So what you do in Lake Okeechobee will have an impact on a coral reef. What you do in development of a real estate community or whatever will impact a Florida scrubland habitat or a pine rockland habitat. And in the end, what we've discovered is that as we've overdeveloped in Florida, we have lost 96% of its coral reefs.
Wow.
The only place where we have coral reefs in North America. We've lost over 90% of the scrub habitat. Well, what does that mean for wildlife? Well, there are birds and animals that live in these wild spaces that are found nowhere else. So what happens is the Florida scrub jay becomes endangered and almost becomes extinct. We lose the red cockaded woodpecker, which is on the threat of survival. The grasshopper sparrow, the manatee, all these creatures. But then the biggest lesson we learn is, oh my goodness, when we lose the wild integrity of habitat and species, we lose our house insurance. The hurricanes that we could survive, we no longer have a house intact afterwards and no one will insure us. Or our water becomes polluted. It's all interconnected.
Now, to that point, you mentioned hurricanes. I have to imagine, development aside, that climate change, which to some degree I think even you know, everybody's come around to say is man-made, right? That affects animals as well.
Yes, we live in a world where our environmental resiliency is being greatly tested. And we know that this is the result of our behavior of human beings. And it's because of poor environmental stewardship. We also know, though, that the environment is incredibly resilient. And when you give nature a chance, it will rebound, recover, and thrive. Yep. And that is the biggest lesson here, is that it's not too late. And my job as the host of this show with the Miccosukee Partnership is to engage our audience to know that there is hope. And as we tell these stories, we're going to have a great adventure, a great journey.
Is there something small that somebody could do to help in some way? Obviously volunteering, obviously donating, but especially for residents of Florida, is there something that people can do in their everyday life that does make some sort of a difference?
Absolutely. There's a lot we can do. The great news, especially in the state of Florida, is that there's a lot of collaboration. You have collaboration with state government, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, the FWC, is the leader in this space. Florida Parks are doing incredible work to protect their state parks. They work with groups like the Audubon, other state agencies, and they have become great partners with the Miccosukee to protect these resources. And the good news is that a lot of local folks in Florida are aware of what's going on. They know that their livelihood is in jeopardy and their homes are if they don't step up, and they are. As an American citizen or as someone, a world citizen, I would recommend you go visit Florida. You actually can spend time with the Miccosukee. You can go out in their airboats. You can go on retreats. You can go to their resorts and lodges. And the those resources go into protecting this place. I find the best way to protect is to know that place, experience it, and fall in love with it. And that is a big part of ensuring that wild places and species can survive for future generations.
I think that's great advice. If you want to see some of what Jeff is talking about, there's some great pictures on the show's Instagram. That's at Wildlife Nation TV. Again, the show Wildlife Nation with Jeff Corwin runs on the ABC-owned station Saturday mornings. Thanks for all you do, Jeff. It's great to talk to you, my friend.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Like I mentioned, we had a big party for my folks this weekend. I don't know if you saw some of the pictures I had up on the socials there, but part of my job was to handle outdoor furniture, and we managed to squeeze in an outdoor party, even though we were all up and down the East Coast dodging raindrops on Saturday. But part of my job was not only put the chairs out, but then periodically go out with paper towels and wipe the chairs down. So I was like one step above a pool boy this weekend.
Hey, you know what? Was it a success at least?
Yeah, it was fine. I just I needed the little white shorts to go along with shining up the chairs in between. All right, hang on, everybody. Let me wipe down the seat. All right, sit down. Time for coffee.
Now, did anybody tip you?
No, I didn't even get a thank you.
Wow, that's messed up.
Worst part is we had one of these tables, they had to put it away at the end. I said to Rochelle, here we were eating like a pig and drinking all day. They got to put everything away. And my mother kind of sort of starts cleaning up as people are still there, right? It's like, all right, it's
time to go.
Everybody starts to help clean up. So this is like, you don't get to come to the party unless we clean up. So my uncle and I are trying to put this, she's got this one table that goes behind the shed, and we're trying to, I'm lifting the thing above my head, trying to slam it behind, and I'm like, don't scratch the vinyl siding. All right. So the rain was the least of my problems this weekend.
That sounds like quite the situation to be in. But hey, look, I bet it was better attended than somebody's birthday down in D.C. at least nobody was crying. Yeah. You know?
I guarantee it'll rain again on Saturday. I guarantee it.
It won't. Want to bet on that?
No. I did something this weekend I don't think I've ever done before. I did about a half a bag of Sour Patch Kids.
Oh.
Rochelle has this, I think it's a bad habit of buying all these road trip goodies. I mean, it's really not a road trip. Without traffic, you can get up to my, I'm on the way to a big party at my parents' house. You can do it in about 3 hours. But we went up Friday right after the show, and it took about 6.5 hours.
Right, and that's a road trip.
Right.
That's a road trip.
Right, because Connecticut should be annexed into the Long Island Sound because the roads are just a nightmare.
Terrible.
Just awful. Terrible. Sat in Stamford, which if you ever drive up there, is right over the state line from New York. Sat there for an hour and a half for no reason. There's no construction, no crash.
It's
just
misery.
It's just that bad.
Horrible.
And it's so scenic.
Oh, well. Stamford is just a wasteland, but I feel like you're in Beijing or something. You know, you see those pictures of the 45 lanes of red lights from, but it's pretty bad up there.
Bleak.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Farther up you go, at least some of the little towns by the ocean are pretty, but
I was being sarcastic.
He's being sarcastic.
Oh, yeah.
Rochelle, by the way, as we cross into the state, there's a big sign that says, "Welcome to Connecticut, home of the best pizza on earth."
Take a blowtorch.
She said, "Take a picture of Joe." I said, "Don't worry. The last time I
drove
by,
I said we should send this to Joe. I know he loves it."
Stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
So in Sayreville, last couple of times we've gone by that strip club, and then there was another one up. I don't know, exit 35 in Connecticut. Strip club. Take a picture. This is my new thing. I take pictures from the highway of strip clubs and text them to Kermit, and he sends me pink hearts.
Well, he knows all the owners.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
Saying hello.
So really, we could have driven to what, like Virginia, with a 6-hour drive, something like that. So
yeah. Well, you would have been in traffic there, too, going south. So,
I guess there's no escape.
Right.
We could have driven out to Harrisburg. No traffic on Route 80 out to Pennsylvania. But Rochelle likes to do these snacks. And she has introduced me. I had never had beef jerky in my life.
Really?
No, never ate beef jerky.
Crazy.
A couple of trips ago, I ate that for the first time. And I liked it. It's a little salty, but I liked it. I don't think I'd ever had Sour Patch Kids. Maybe when I was 8 or 9 years old myself. But I cannot recall ever having Sour Patch Kids. They're quite delicious. I went through about a half a bag on my own.
Them, huh?
Yeah, they're good.
Well, we actually did a study on here a few months ago that said eating sour candy can help with your anxiety. So ever since I heard that study, I've been buying Sour Patch Kids anytime I have to do a drive because you do get very anxious in the car, especially when there's traffic. So
right.
I'm like, it's for my health. It's for my health. That's why
And they're so good for you, too.
They're just the best, most nutritious thing you could eat in the car.
I was like a monkey with a banana. I just kept, the more red lights, I just kept eating them.
I can't eat those things because they're so stinking sour in my mouth. I can't, it's like drool comes out. I can't swallow. It makes my mouth.
Oh, that's attractive.
But they're sour, but then they're sweet once you get to the middle. So it's so, they're so good.
I never make it to the middle. I like eat the end. I'm like,
you spit them out? Oh, come on. We got a spitter. Oh, my God. We got a spitter. See, I thought they were like M&M's where, yes, they're in different colors, but then you eat them and they all taste the same, but it's not true.
No, they taste different.
And I don't think any of them really had any flavor. You know, the blue one's supposed to be blueberry, the yellow one's supposed to be lemon. There's no flavor, but there's a stronger sour flavor depending which one you pick. You think you agree with that?
Sure. I do think they have flavor, though. I can taste flavor in them. I don't know what the flavor is.
It's
artificial something.
Yeah, is that blueberry or strawberry like it's supposed to be?
But they are delicious, and they really do help on a road trip just to keep
your
hands
going. Did you get a bellyache?
No, I was fine.
Okay.
Joe, you know what they taste like? The stronger ones that are really, really sour kind of reminds me of you get someone makes cookies and they don't know how to bake, and they put too much baking soda, you get that iodine taste. I think that's what it was.
Yum.
Jeez, that sounds great.
A little Arm & Hammer in your cookie, you know?
You just get kind of a sugar high, too, after eating them. It's just tiring to drive in the traffic, so it's just needed. They are a need on a road trip.
Boy, what a summer to be a kid here. Number one movie. You get the live action How to Train Your Dragon. That was number one over the weekend. Did $200 million out of the box. Big success like Lilo and Stitch a couple other weekends ago. That thing is up to $850 million. A movie called The Materialist came in third, whatever that is. My boy Tom, Mission Impossible, has now crossed the $505 million mark, bringing up the rear. And then Ballerina was in fifth place. That's a new John Wick movie.
Okay.
I guess he got a cameo from Keanu, but it's part of the John Wick. That's one. Everybody talks about those John Wick movies. I got to get into those. I haven't seen any of them.
I haven't seen any of them either, and I do like Keanu Reeves.
So they're pretty good.
Yeah, I really need to. But the kids and I are definitely going to see How to Train Your Dragon next weekend.
What is that, Game of Thrones? Is that what that is? Is that part of that deal? It's got flying dragons.
How to Train Your Dragon?
Yeah, it's not part of Game of Thrones.
It's not Disney, but one of those imagination films. And
I thought it was like a spinoff of Game of Thrones for kids.
No?
No. Well, I saw the flying dragons. You can see how I would think that. You're looking at me like I'm dumb.
It really doesn't matter what it's about. What matters is Gerard Butler is in it. So that's why we'll be going to see it.
Oh, and it's live action, so he's really in it?
Was in the cartoon as well, but he is really in this one.
I saw the fire-breathing dragon, and I figured they just get rid of the naked people, and you get Game of Thrones for kids, you know?
I guess it's kind of... It's kind of that same genre, but it's about Vikings who would slay dragons, and then one of the kids befriends a dragon, and then they start to train the dragons to fight with them instead of fighting
the
them.
Yeah, like Game of Thrones, they just kill each other.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And
have sex.
That's not what this is about
and have sex.
All.
That's not
Yeah,
this.
But there's no sex, no naked people, no Jon Snow. But you do get Gerard Butler,
you do
so there
Gerard
is that,
Butler.
Yeah. Is Gerard,
right.
Gerard Butler maybe shirtless in the movie?
He might be, but he plays like the dad, and he's got a very long gray beard, and so I don't know how I'm going to feel about it, but we're going to see it anyway. It's going to be good.
Take a little mustache ride, you'd be just fine.
Oh, God. Bazinga. Wow.
I saw some dragons. I figured it was Game of Thrones. What do I know? Counting Crows tickets on the way. We're playing Dead Guy in the Envelope.
These Monday mornings keep on coming. Disrupting 2 days of drinking. Creeping up upon me like some virus on the skin. Singing goodbye fun, the suck will now begin. I'll hit the snooze and wait an hour or two.
Wait an hour or two.
Cause sleep is all I need.
Sleep is all I need.
The world will go on without me. Though there's a chance I'll go.
Big show on a Monday morning. Robbie and Rochelle with the crew at 107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM. Rochelle posted a picture last week noticing that the latest album cover from Sabrina Carpenter looks a lot like George Costanza's Seinfeld when he took that picture on the couch where he's naked in his boxer shorts.
Yeah.
We had a couple of listeners that thought it was you.
Ugh.
That's not you.
Don't compare me to Sabrina Carpenter.
She got a lot of money. She got
care.
A lot of fame and fortune. That's like not her. A bad thing.
I don't look like her at all.
That is not Rochelle.
No.
She's a little fugly. I do agree with you. But that's...
Wow.
She got the fame and fortune going, though. That makes a person less fugly when they're famous and fortune...
You gotta stop.
You're
going to
keep going with that, aren't you?
What's wrong with fugly? You can't say fugly anymore?
Oh, I mean, you can, but you know what that stands for, right?
Yeah, F and ugly, right?
Yeah.
Well...
She's like a butterface. That's what
yeah.
she is.
Yeah.
She's a butterface.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I don't care about her. I'm worried about Robbie. He keeps saying that, and something's going to slip.
It is Monday. You never know.
That would be the best thing that's ever happened to me, believe me.
No, that's what you say now.
It would be the best thing that ever happened.
True.
It'd be fine.
No, it's Monday. You had a rough weekend at the parents' house, and you're trying to say, what word is that?
Fugly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At least I'm not saying midget like every time Ross is on.
Stop saying that.
Ross
don't
comes in here, he starts
that.
Dropping midget every
time. You know you're doing it.
I know.
Don't say that.
What other words do you have problems with?
No,
let's
Val.
See. No.
Do not encourage
no,
this.
No, Val.
Participation.
No.
I have a hard time of participation. And apparently disciples. I have a hard one. That's still bothering me, too. Did you see this footage on channels?
Superfluous.
Yeah. don't remind me. Forgotten I screwed that one up. You're like the fourth person today to call out my mistakes. I don't want to hear it anymore. You see that footage on Channel 7 the other day, that bee swarm? I think it was 7th Avenue.
Oh, that thing was stupid, wasn't it?
I didn't see this until just this morning. I was looking at the news from over the weekend. I don't know if you can really hear anything here, but... I guess it's...
Going?
Yeah, there's no audio. Like, it's just video.
Oh,
but
they just
get a shot of a couple of cars and mail trucks at the intersection at a red light. And it's just this... It looks like locust. Oh, here we go. Yeah, you can't hear the bees, though, but there's got to be a couple of thousand bees just swarming in Midtown.
It's 47th Street and 6th Avenue, and I love it. The comments are hilarious. It says, only New Yorkers will walk through a swarm of bees like it's nothing.
That's the thing, yeah.
I mean, people are just walking
about
right
their
through
business.
It. No, I would have been freaking out.
Figure there must be tourists just like, well, I guess there's just a bunch of bees in Manhattan. I don't know. We never been to New York City before.
Yeah, I don't know what...
I would duck for cover and run.
I would be running. I mean, there's a lot of bees. There's a lot.
Do we know what caused this? Did they escape from something?
It doesn't say. It doesn't say what caused it. And I didn't click on the article, but it just says they were swarming. And again, people are just walking through. No big deal.
Yeah. It does look like something out of the, like, biblical. Talk about disciples, right?
Yeah.
You're seeing a swarm of insects come at you? At the end of times. Ugh.
Very scary.
Oh, my God.
No.
I wonder if that's in the section of Hell's Kitchen.
No,
that's
six,
funny.
Six, it's
47th and 6th.
Yeah, I think you got to go farther over to be Hell's Kitchen, right?
Well, I lived on 45th and 9th. That's Hell's Kitchen.
That's Hell's Kitchen. Yeah, 6th, I don't think, is considered part of the neighborhood. That's a fancier neighborhood at 6th Avenue, right?
Yeah.
Avenue of the Americas.
I would think so, yes.
Send those right up the boulevard there to
it's a crazy,
Broadway.
I'm looking at this video, and there's a bike right here. You can see on the bike, the bees are just sitting all along these people's bikes. I have no idea what happened.
Send those bees uptown to go bite George Clooney as he comes out of Good Night and Good Luck, you know?
Wow, that's a crazy video. I'll have to share that on the page.
Do we have the audio?
It's a sting operation.
Do we have the audio of Grayson from his baseball game? Well, he had a baseball game Saturday, soccer game yesterday.
He had an all-star game on Saturday, and that went really well. He won his all-star game. They won 7-3. And then on Sunday, yesterday, he had the first round of the tournament at 8 a.m., and then he had a second round. And so I don't have audio from either of the games.
I thought he sent you audio or something.
He didn't send me audio. What he did was, in between the first and second game, he wanted to talk to me because his coaches went out and bought orange spray paint for their hair so that for the final game, all of the kids could have orange hair while they were playing, and he wanted to show me his orange hair. But this was while you and I were getting ready to leave your parents' house, and I didn't have my phone on me.
Right. And then her ex had a funeral to go to, so Grayson was with his grandpa.
He was with his grandpa. His grandpa took him to the games over the weekend.
So he's on like a different routine this weekend.
Yes, but he called me in the span of 5 minutes 21 times and texted me, call me. I mean, all the way down. And then he sent me audio messages, and I didn't have my phone for maybe 10 minutes. So when I saw my phone, he's not with his dad. He's with my dad, who I don't speak to or like or even want around the kids. So I had a mini heart attack because I didn't know what was going on between the 21 missed calls and the 55 text messages and the audio messages. It was very, very scary to me. But all it was that he wanted to show me his orange hair. I just have never been in such a state of panic.
21 times?
He called me 21 times.
What does the audio message say? Can I hear him?
Here's the first one.
All right.
Please, I want to show you something.
And
all right.
Here's the second one.
Because you're not answering.
It was like 10 minutes. 10 minutes I didn't have my phone. And I didn't listen to the audio messages when I called him. I just saw all the text messages and the calls, and I immediately called him back in a panic. Are you okay? What's going on? He's like, look, my hair's orange. That was it. Just so nonchalant. No.
A couple of people I've dated have been like that. They leave you 21 messages in a row. And
you can't do
You're trying to ghost them, and then they, pick it up.
You can't do that you can't do that to a mama when I'm not with you. So I said, dude, don't do that. Don't do that to me.
So his hair was orange?
That spray.
And he was going to a funeral?
No.
Oh. No, her ex
was going to his soccer game, and Grayson was going to... Grayson was going to the soccer game. His dad was at a funeral.
I'm sorry. I heard it and I thought,
that's okay. Dad wasn't with him and I wasn't with him because we had the 50th anniversary over the weekend. So Grayson was with his grandpa, my dad, who I don't speak to. So I was already kind of nervous that he was over there for the weekend.
Right. I got it. Yep.
So when he called me 21 times, I had.
She thought it was like an old school funeral. Will Ferrell. You were my boy, Blue.
You're my boy, Blue.
Yes.
All right.
Terrifying.
Search that hashtag for mom, M-O-M, mom. Confessions. Every morning about 7:20, 9:20 or so, we hear from moms, dads, grandmas, all about family here. So we search them and we share them like this.
At Cammie Marie said, my son said everyone else has such cool names better than his. So I asked him what names he thinks are cooler. He said Walter. All right.
A little metho.
At Summer Love in 2009 said, if you enjoy answering questions like how many cups are in a carrot, then I highly recommend teaching your teen to cook.
Okay. How many cups are in a carrot?
They sent Gordon Ramsay over the house.
That's awesome.
All the carotene you need.
Danielle Walker said, thoughts and prayers for my kid whose one piece of his chicken nugget touched the ketchup on his plate.
I don't understand why. There are adults that are like that.
Don't let it touch the ketchup.
Yeah.
Keep it separate.
You just aren't set out for a buffet, you know?
A clear line of demarcation between the beans and the coleslaw.
You need the sectioned plates.
That's those styrofoam plates like you bought that were rejected by your mother-in-law over the weekend.
I don't want to talk about that.
Hashtag mom. Confession. It's every morning, 729. 20 somebody, and you might hear yours right here. Now, we do have a cash call to make for Katy Perry's Suite Passes. There's a little note here that says the person's going to be driving to work at 8 o'clock, so I'm going to wait to give them a call in a few minutes here. Because I don't want to call and have it go to voicemail.
Okay.
I like to, I get a kick, I get a thrill in my pants.
Oh.
Out of.
That's not necessary.
Surprising people with the VIP upgrade. So.
Clear line of demarcation.
Wow.
The bean and the frame.
That's right. We'll try in just a few minutes. But we're going to play Dead Guy in the Envelope for tickets to see Counting Crows. This one's coming to the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in AC, right on the boardwalk, a 4th of July weekend on July the 5th. I think it's Saturday night, right? First person to tell me the name of the deceased celebrity in this envelope. The name is on a scroll of paper. Famous for, could be movies, could be music, could be famous for being famous, an athlete. First person to positive ID the body, 732-774-4444, shall win these hot tickets to see Counting Crows. People love Dead Guy. Everybody loves a true crime.
Yes.
You don't need to know how they died. You just need to know who they are.
Okay.
Question number one, Rochelle.
Is it a man?
No.
Okay.
Is she an actor?
Yes.
Was she also a singer?
Yes.
Did she have blonde hair?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, you two are cooking. You're making carrots on the stove. Look at you.
Did she die at a young age?
No.
Did she sing?
Yes. Yes, I think Astrid answered on that one, but
oh,
yes.
Oh, sorry.
Always good to reaffirm.
Is she famous for a specific role?
I would say yes. Certainly one that stands above the rest.
Is she from our parents' time?
Well, it might be subjective. No, I'll say no.
I said ours, meaning in the room.
Mm.
I would say no.
Oh, okay.
Is she American?
No. Nope. 732-774-4444, plan for Counting Crows tickets. Counting Crows tickets.
Is she Australian?
Yes.
Ooh.
Was not born there, though, just to be clear. You would think of her as an Australian, but she was not born in that country. Did have citizenship.
Was she married to someone famous?
No.
Does she have a hyphenated name?
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
Good morning. It's a boss.
Hi. Is it Olivia Newton-John?
Yes, it's Olivia Newton-John. Wow. I'm impressed.
Hey.
This, you guys were cooking this morning. How did we get on it? First question out of the box, we get blonde, actress, sings too, Australian, hyphenated. That was amazing.
How we did that.
I'm impressed. How did you know that was the answer?
You said a blonde singer, and then you said not American.
Right.
Olivia Newton- and a lead role was big.
Yeah, Olivia Newton-John was born in England, but was an Australian citizen and then later an American citizen as well. We lost her at 73. She said, did she die young? And I went, no, but...
Before her time.
Yeah, way before her time, that's for sure. Grease came out this day, 1978, went on to be the biggest grossing movie of that year and one of the biggest of all time. You know, it made $3 billion in today's money. Is that amazing?
Did you mention that earlier?
No,
I don't know how that sunk into my head.
I can't believe it. You guys were out of control today. It was great.
We're never that good.
No. Counting Crows going to be at the Hard Rock July 5th. What's your name?
Andrea.
Andrea, where are you calling us from today?
Tin Falls.
All right. Did I hear somebody behind you? Is that a husband or somebody?
That's my son.
All right. Is he coming to the show with you or what's happening?
Oh,
hi.
That's my son Mateo and my son Nico. We listen to you guys every morning. We love you guys.
Oh, right. We love you guys.
Well, I got a pair of tickets, so maybe you bring one of the boys down there and introduce him to Counting Crows.
Nah,
they can stay home and watch TV. All right, Andrea, hang on the line. We'll get all your info. Thank you for calling. Hang on.
Nah. I love that. No, I love it. Mama needs a night out.
Yeah, I'll be going with my girlfriends. I'm going to the casino. Won't be with Nico and Mateo, let me tell you. Understood. That's five birthdays next.
Worried about stocks in your 401k losing money and interest rates rising? Then plan a parade. It'll make you feel great. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Diversion and Distraction. Have a great time.
Am I feuding with Pat Monahan? Yeah, I'm still feuding with Pat Monahan.
Not really.
I had to think about that. He doesn't like me. He's on the list of people that don't like me. Time now for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories that you needed to know. Being the know, number five to number one. We'll start at number five momentarily and count our way down today. We are brought to you by the Plumbers and Pipefitters Local 9, Central New Jersey. Are you a plumbing, heating, cooling contractor looking for manpower? Plumbers, Pipefitters Local 9, 732-792-0999, online at ualocal9.org/info. I was on Robbie and Rochelle Radio social media Father's Day post duty yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
great deliberation on just how offensive to be, but I went with Maury Povich. So if,
well, that's perfectly fine.
So if you're a dad and no one said, excuse me, if no one said happy Father's Day to you, go check out our page because it's right there and it's a Maury Povich. I figure with Connie being a local, having her own rest area, I'd go Povich.
Right.
Go Povich for Father's Day.
I like that.
Get the podcast wherever you get yours right there, 1071theboss.com. Number five, here's a group of tourists that are being criticized online. They recorded a wild bison. They're at this enclosure with their baby. Baby appears to be, I don't know, 3-4 months old.
Okay.
And here's the couple, as part of this group of tourists with the baby, they're Rob and Jennifer Gunderson, going right up to the bison. The heat they're getting is people saying that's probably not a smart idea. This happened at Yellowstone, the enclosure at Yellowstone.
Honestly, it was shocking. I can understand if you want to go up and think you can get close to a bison, but to bring a small toddler.
There's signs everywhere, but yet nobody pays attention to them. I get it as an adult. You're thinking, oh, it won't happen to me, but you're going to do it with your kids. That's what really dumbfounded us on all of it.
I like these people. They got nothing better to do than to see someone posted a video of themselves on vacation. They're showing the baby the bison. And what are they doing? They're posting videos of themselves complaining about what other people are doing on a trip to Yellowstone. I mean, everybody's fine, you know? Maybe you can comment if something, there's some tragedy and you want to comment on it, I guess. But what is the big deal? Who has got the time to do these same people that write reviews and say, this restaurant's floor was very shiny and it distracted me from my meal. You know what I mean? I think it's unnecessary.
Well, the guy from New Jersey just got gored by a bison.
True, true.
Well, and that's, I think that's, I saw this video. I think that's the point that these people are trying to make is initially this person made a video and then posted it to TikTok trying to get views on it. And what they're doing is going up to a wild animal with their baby. So, of course, you're going to get criticism because.
But they weren't dangling the baby like Michael Jackson over the balcony. But this just showing the baby the bison, right?
Yes, and I, not thinking and just being an animal lover, I probably would do the same thing with my kids, but then
Yes, bison are big, and bison are fast. I think your mother instincts would take over.
I don't know. I love animals, and I just, like, instinctually, I run up to them no matter what. Like, it's just my brain is like, animal, run! I love you.
But it's like a bear. Obviously, a bear in the wild can swipe your head off.
Though.
With your baby? Rochelle, but stop. That doesn't make
if it's
sense.
A bear in an enclosure with the park ranger, it's different than running into a bear at a campsite, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
So maybe that's what the mother was thinking, is because this is in Yellowstone and there's the park rangers around and they've got the little railings and all of that.
No.
It's still a wild animal.
Still too dangerous for you?
I'm just saying, I can see both sides. I understand that the excitement of seeing the animal, your kids probably excitement of seeing the animal and the joy of seeing something so amazing up close, but I also understand that, like, that's not what you should be doing, and so I understand the criticism of why would you put your kid in that kind of danger knowing it's a wild animal. I just see both sides.
I wouldn't try to rationalize it. I would just call Department of Children and Families.
I think they were lulled into a false sense of security by Yogi and Boo Boo because they were at Yellowstone. but again, the thing that shocks me is that there's people who have time who had nothing to do with the situation to post a video. Good afternoon. I have some thoughts on this video. Who cares what you think about the video? It's not your problem.
Well, we're all talking about it now, so.
People just want to complain all the time. Not your kid.
What do you know.
Care? Number four, we got another animal story, I guess you could call this. We doing animal stories this week?
I don't know.
We got some extras here. A brood of cicadas. Has taken over an amusement park. Guests are now being told to keep their mouth shut when riding the rides.
Oh, God.
I guess I'd take cicadas over those bees that were on 6th Avenue the other day. This is going on out in Ohio because sometimes it is Ohio at Kings Island Park. And, you know, obviously people complaining about this. Bugs flying around.
Wow! That was in my mouth.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I went to an amusement park a few weeks ago in Ohio, and there were a ton of bugs. They were not cicadas. They were those little mayflies, the fish flies. And they were small, so they were just hatching, but they were everywhere. And we did on the rides have to keep our mouths closed. And there was one girl who had a white jacket on, and we got done with the rides, and she had bug juice everywhere.
Oh, jeez.
It was disgusting.
Bug juice?
Wow. They were everywhere. It was really bad.
Wasn't there a story last week, the royal polo match in England or something? Somebody swallowed a bee. Some rich guy, some British royalty or something. I don't have royalty, but some famous guy over
Prince
there.
Prince William's friend.
Yeah, all right. Lord Duquois or something like that swallowed a bee and died. He died.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing that could happen.
Yeah.
Swallowed a bee and he's dead.
Poor Lord Duquois.
That's it for Duquois. He's out, baby.
He's out.
He's dead. Number three, I'll give you some movie news. Mel Brooks.
Duquois done.
Yeah.
Where'd you come up with that?
I think I was going Lord Farquaad. Farquaad, yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, right. I was just worried it might come out wrong because right. I'm still hungover. So, Duqua is dead, ladies and gentlemen. He's dead, Jimmy. Number three, Mel Brooks has released a teaser for Spaceballs 2. Fans are excited. We've been waiting almost 40 years for a new Spaceballs movie. It'll be out in 2027. Mel Brooks is in it, and yes, Rick Moranis is finally returning to the big screen.
After 40 years, we asked, what do the fans want? But instead, we're making this movie.
Classic Mel Brooks here. He's 98 years old. It was nice. His son Max, who did that World War Z movie a couple years ago, Brad Pitt, he posted how proud he is of his dad. And everybody's excited to see Rick Moranis again. I think that's great.
I'm very excited to see that. And
I'll
love
go for that.
Yes, absolutely.
What was Rick Moranis' name? Not Darth Vader, but... Was it Darkwa? Was it Lord Darkwa?
Lord Darkwa. He's dead.
Darth One Nut or something like that?
It was Dark Helmet.
Dark Helmet,
Dark Helmet.
Yeah,
Dark Helmet, right.
Dark One Nut Helmet.
One Nut.
Meanwhile, next month, the 50th anniversary of what they call the first summer blockbuster, Jaws. NBC is doing a special airing of the movie with bonus features, and the whole night will be hosted by Steven Spielberg himself.
Whoa!
So that should be pretty good. I love that trivia where everybody says the.
Remember that when that came out?
Of course.
Yeah.
That was in the theater in my hometown for the whole summer. The lines rather. So a buddy of mine was an usher at the Rialto in Westfield. So we used to leave the side door open for us.
That's awesome.
The first time when we saw, you remember the hole in the boat and the head pops down? Yeah, remember? So he said, first time we went in, he said, you got to watch. It's hilarious. It's the funniest part of the movie. Stare at the hole in the boat. so we're all there. You know, we all have our high school baseball jackets on, you know, all these tough guys, right? And the head pops down.
Joe has wet his pants, ladies and gentlemen.
He gotcha.
He went dark wall right in his pants.
Saw that movie 40 times that summer.
Oh my God!
I was going to say that's
all. They left the side door.
It was free. Yes, side door. Free.
At the Rialto Westfield, I got it. That was that line. People think we're going to need a bigger boat. You're going to need a bigger boat. It's like one of the most misquoted lines in the history of movies from Roy Scheider. So. That was a little before my time, Joe, but I do remember Jaws the Revenge with Michael Caine coming out. You ever seen that one, the fourth one? It might be Jaws in 3D or something like that. Michael Caine, oh my God, there is a big shock. It's just weird to see Michael Caine in a Jaws movie.
What was the one where he ate the helicopter? Which one was that?
It might be the 3D one. I don't know.
Terrible.
Bonus story for you. All the conspiracy theorists are saying this is part of the plot for one group of people to take over the world. Pope Leo, supposedly, is distantly related to several other famous people, including Justin Trudeau, the former Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Bieber, Angelina Jolie, Hillary Clinton, Jack Kerouac, and Madonna. They say based on DNA evidence, Leo may be related to all of these people. Well, he is an American, so.
So does that mean all those people are related to each other as well?
There's a common ancestor.
You know, you go all the way back to the time of Jesus. We're all related.
Yeah, we're all related.
We're all related.
I think it might be even before the time.
We all started with Adam and Eve. We're all related. Right. Yeah. So that's a stupid story.
Oh. It's a really stupid story.
I mean, we're all related. Pope Leo's related to me, too.
Yeah,
we're related.
You should get a private audience the next time you go to Rome.
Yes.
Right after your espresso, pinkies up.
It was great the other day. Put the White Sox cap on.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
It's a conspiracy, I tell you. Justin Trudeau and the Pope, there's a conspiracy. The whole thing is blown up on Twitter this morning.
Crazy.
Number two, Joey Lawrence. Talk about a conspiracy. Joey Lawrence.
Whoa.
He says Matt LeBlanc, when he was preparing for his role as Joey on Friends, was attending tapings of Blossom, and that what's his last name? Joey Tribbiani is a ripoff of the Joey Lawrence character. That's why he's named Joey from Blossom. He said, all my mannerisms, all my stuff, it could have been me. He ripped me off.
I can see that.
I can see it too, but no word from Matt LeBlanc on whether or not that's true. But hey, ripped me off. How you doing?
I don't know. I mean,
because his name was Joey, I think, on the Blossom show too, right?
His name was Joey on the Blossom show. Yes,
it's a big ripoff.
I don't know if
I
believe that.
That's why it's a conspiracy theory.
That's right.
I'm fighting it.
It's related to Pope Leo.
There they are.
Joey Lawrence is related to Pope Leo. Imagine that.
Are.
They're both Sox fans and everything. And number one, you're going to like this, a list of the most overpriced grocery store chains in the U.S. Number one is Erewhon, which I guess is a West Coast deal. Never heard of that. Whole Foods comes in number two.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Then Publix at number three.
Those
sandwiches
are good.
You know what? Stop.
Lies.
This is another stupid survey.
Oh, Joe, Publix is expensive.
It is expensive.
I don't care.
Yeah, well, that's something entirely different.
I could care less. Go in there and buy mustard for 4 cents more a jar, so what?
Go to Winn-Dixie when you're down in Florida.
I'd never walk into Winn-Dixie in my life.
Wegmans is number four. Listen to this. Acme Market's number five.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what.
That.
I'm with Joe. I'll pay more because not only is it good, it's convenient. I'll pay more for convenience. I'm not sitting in Route 9 traffic just to go to Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Monday, world famous celebrity birthday file. Eddie Sabarian. Remember that whole breakup he had with Leanne Rimes? That was a mess.
They both cheated on their spouses.
They both get caught at the same time. He's 52. Phil Mickelson, 55 today. Laurie Metcalf. Joan Van Ark. She was Val on Dallas and Knott's Landing. She's 82 today. And Eddie LaVert from the OJs. Remember Eddie LaVert? 83. It is Stan Laurel Day. Tupac Shakur Day.
I remember the OJs, but I didn't know their names.
I know that. I'm like, wow, no,
nope,
I don't
not
even
a clue.
Know that.
Happy National Fudge Day and National Sea Turtle Day.
Oh,
little buddy.
Fudge. Sea Turtle Day. Sea Turtle 130 years old have a baby or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that in the news today?
I think it was with Nick Cannon. That might have been. I'm pretty sure he had something to do with it.
It's He Said.
She Said.
On Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Not to mention, I've been sending pictures, as has Kermit, back and forth to each other of the strip club that was just raided on Sayreville on Route 9.
Right.
We talked strip clubs this morning. Worst song to request at the strip club. They usually have a DJ, does a little introduction to the entertainment. Worst song to request at the strip club.
I don't care how good she is. Don't request Amazing Grace.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Who let the dogs out?
Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Tears in Heaven.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Any song that has to do with a wife?
Yeah.
Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. 732-774-4444. Old Man River.
That smell.
Just keeps rolling along. Oh, God. Is this the deli? Worst song to request at the strip club. 732-774-4444. At 1071 The Boss Online. We're into those next. That's your He Said.
She Said.
And it is all presented this morning by the Axelrod Performing Arts Center. Got another big show going on. This is So Good, the Neil Diamond Experience, July 13th. Get your tickets now at axelrodarts.com.
Now, an ordinary kid on Father's Day.
Father's Day. It's like Mother's Day light. Come on, is it even a real holiday? I've heard of Arbor Day, but I'm not giving a gift to a tree. Plus, Dad always tells me that he doesn't want anything anyways. Just some peace and quiet so he can watch his sports ball. That's fine, I guess. But if the Wi-Fi goes down, I'm coming for you, old man. Just kidding, Dad, I love you. Not as much as Mom, but... Happy Father's Day.
This has been an ordinary kid on Father's Day.
This is The Big Show. We're Robbie and Rochelle in the morning on 107.1 The Boss. Also on 99.7 FM, South Jersey, on The Boss app, 107.1theboss.com. Breakwater Beach, Boss Lister Appreciation Party's coming up July 24th. Breakwater Beach Casino Pier in Seaside. If you want to go, looking for her favorite answer this morning, 4-pack of passes. We're just underway with He Said.
She Said.
Worst song to request at the strip club. Lines are open at 1071 The Boss. Any of the socials. I mentioned Kermit and I have started a little tradition now of texting each other pictures when we pass a strip club on a highway on a road.
Mm-hmm.
Worst song to request when you're at a gentleman's club.
Lots of texts for Daddy's Little Girl and Dude Looks Like a Lady.
That's a good answer. I like that.
The best one so far.
Chris said Fat Bottom Girls.
Mm. Well, some guys are into that. I'm sure there's a whole subgenre.
But the song itself would be weird to strip to.
Sure.
That's the thing. It would be strange to have someone trying to dance to that. Steve said Like a Virgin, which I also think is probably an okay song.
I bet you that's played at more than one of these establishments.
Kathy said Wide Open Spaces.
That's perfect.
Joe said Baby Shark.
Mm.
1714 said Jesus loves the little children.
Oh, Lord.
I don't even know what that is, and I don't want to know.
Shauna said Bette Midler from a distance.
From a distance, please. I don't want to catch anything.
5881 said Can't Touch This. 3743 said Annie's song, You Fill Up My Senses. 4569 said What If God Was One of Us? Laura said Smelly Cat by Phoebe on Friends.
That might be the winner right there. That's in high contention.
Smelly Cat.
What have they been feeding you, Smelly Cat?
Mark said Alice's Restaurant.
Well, at least you keep her up on stage for a while. That goes on like
get your money's worth.
25 minutes.
Again, strange song to dance to, though. I don't know.
Macho Man?
Macho Man would be
really
good.
any of the Village People catalog would probably be a little strange.
And Zach said Sarah McLachlan Angel. Nothing kills a boner like the thought of injured dogs.
Yeah, that animal commercial ruined that song.
You know, he's had some lonely nights on the couch. All of a sudden, that PSA comes on. Sorry, Zach.
So sad.
Fly away.
So bad.
I'll bring back Sally Struthers. I used to like when she visited the hungry children. Those were
commercials were horrible. No.
Not as bad as Arms of the Angel.
They were pretty bad.
At least
those
you're like,
sad.
Oh, it's Gloria from All in the Family.
The worst
Where
part
is she?
Was, though, they would be on early in the morning and you're sitting there eating your breakfast and Sally Struthers is there with this hungry little baby. And I'm like, I can't. What's the number?
Doesn't she hate me, too? I think I'm on her... poop list too.
Didn't I screw something up? You messed up the name of her stuff. But she corrected you. I don't think she hated you.
Yeah, I got yelled at by Sally
Struthers
too.
She yelled at you. It's pretty good.
I can never show my face in Hollywood.
No.
Definitely. Worst song to request at a strip club. What a sad state of affairs. You're sitting there at the bar having a drink at a strip club alone and John Denver comes on. That was a good answer. Song to request at a strip club, 732-774-4444 at 1071 The Boss to answer Facebook, Instagram. We'll get some more answers. We're working on finding our favorite this morning for listener appreciation party passes here. That's the He Said.
She Said.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
Presently on the line, would this be Stacy Dutka from Middletown or Marlboro? Marlboro, right? Good morning. Stacy, do we lose you?
Can we hear you?
Oh. Stacy?
Hi.
Stacy, I've worked at The Boss for almost 5 years now, and I still don't know how to operate the telephone here, so sorry about that. Is this Stacy from Marlboro?
That's okay. This is Stacy from Marlboro.
Stacy Dutka? Do I get that right?
Dutka.
Stacy Dutka from Marlboro. It's really you?
It really is.
Well, I know we gave you $100 cash last week. I don't know if you've gotten that yet, but hopefully you enjoyed the money. But I got even better news for you. We just pulled your name out. You're the person who's going to be joining us in the Party Suite pair of tickets.
Oh, my God.
To see Katy Perry VIP at the Prudential Center.
Woo!
August 14th, baby. It should be a great show.
That's amazing. You guys are amazing. I'm so excited.
The only question is, who you're bringing with you? What are you wearing? You know, you got to get through that first.
Well, that we have to go buy a new outfit for.
I agree.
Yes.
That's a Rochelle move. We got somewhere to go. We need to buy four outfits for it.
If you're going to the Katy Perry show, I feel like it needs to be something very flashy and over the top and strange because that's just how she is.
Sure.
Outside of my normal black.
There you go. A little sparkle. Something with a little sparkle.
Nothing wrong with going all black, let me tell you. It's very slimming.
No. It hides a lot.
No problem. Stacy, we'll get the office, give you a call, give you all the details where to show up, and can't wait to see you in the Party Suite for Katy, okay? Have a great day.
I can't wait to see you guys, too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Thanks
for listening to The Boss. Stacy going to be in the Party Suite. Thanks for playing along. I think that was the final one, right? 1071theboss.com for more info on the show coming up August 14th at the Prudential Center. Meanwhile,
it's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
She was like, we needed Secret Service to track Stacy down this morning.
We got her. It's okay. We got her.
It was an adventure. Mm-hmm. Worst song to request at the strip club. A lot of funny answers on this thing this morning. There's a little thing. Kermit and I started texting each other pictures every time we passed a strip club because we learned last week, you remember, that Kermit worked at the one that got raided in Sayreville. Mm-hmm. Not as a stripper, thank God. God,
oh,
but
can you?
As
never
a,
mind.
His band
Don't imagine. Player, so. Nope.
Whether you're talking about a band or a DJ, worst song to request. This is all brought to you this morning, proudly, I'm sure, by Axelrod Performing Arts Center Summer Concert Series. Darlene Love was there over the weekend. Well, now you can get your tickets for Taylor Simon King. That features our friend Frankie Previtt's wife, Lisa.
Yeah.
In the show, July 10th. So Good, the Neil Diamond Experience as well. July 13th. Tickets at axelrodarts.com.
Hannah said Butterfly Kisses.
Jeez.
The worst. Brad said the Law and Order theme song.
Don't boom, 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 boom.
Run for the back door.
Jody said Cats in the Cradle.
There you go. Thank you, Kermit.
6066 said Unchained Melody. Rutledge said Mama, I'm Coming Home.
Well, that one's not so bad. A little Motley Crue at the strip club wouldn't be so bad, right?
I don't know, maybe. Leah said Mbop by Hanson. 8800 said Cotton Eye Joe. 0959 said Johnny Cash is hurt.
Oh, God.
David said, I once watched a stripper do her routine to Supermassive Black Hole by Muse. It was a choice. Okay. Steven said, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead.
I like that.
Stacy said, Dust in the Wind.
Uh-huh.
Alan said, The Sound of Silence.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
And Gwen said, Send in the Clowns. That's horrible. What is this?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number five.
See, that's a good answer, Kermit. What are you talking about? A little bit of Monica. Oh, he said he used to do this song with the band. Can you imagine him singing Mambo number five? Jesus, God. I hope there's video of that somewhere.
I don't want to imagine him anywhere near a strip club.
We're going to play that at the next office party.
Nothing. Yeah.
Worst song to request at the club. 732-774-4444. We'll keep the text connect open. We do check these even after. Sometimes we get a real humdinger after hours on the socials. Do we have a favorite winner, though, for now for Breakwater Beach Listener Appreciation Party passes? I got a four-pack to the Lister Appreciation Party Seaside on June 24th.
I really liked Smelly Cat.
What do you think, Val? Smelly Cat?
I can go with Smelly Cat.
You on board with Smelly Cat?
That was pretty good.
Phoebe from Friends singing Smelly Cat. A little Lisa Kudrow.
That was pretty good.
Do we have a name for that texter? Or at least a number?
Our text connect is being a little finicky this morning.
All right. Yes, Smelly Cat guy.
Smelly Cat.
Smelly Cat guy, it's all yours. Enjoy the four-pack of passes. We'll see you at the Lister Appreciation Party.
Laura.
Oh, it's Laura.
Yes,
oh,
Laura. Flower Shop and Freehold is what it says. Laura, Flower Shop and Freehold.
Smelly Cat.
I don't
know
what that means, but.
Smelly Cat. All right. Congratulations, Laura. We'll see you at the party.
Down, doo-dee-doo, down. Waking up is hard to do. Don't make my day. Start this early. My lack of sleep is slowly killing me. Wish that I could hit the snooze, 'cause waking up is hard to do. This daily waking up is hard to do. The shower is cold and I'm out of shampoo. Why did today have to begin? I'm running late for work and I forgot to feed the kids again. I bet
open up the cabinet at my mother's house, Joe. It's like going to Cracker Barrel where they've got all the, it's meant to look like the turn of the century country store with all these products. She's got those products in her cupboard because they've been sitting there for 50 years. Like, Ma, you got to get some WD-40 that isn't from the Carter administration. It doesn't work anymore. Like, well, it's there if I need it. That's why I throw it away.
Yeah.
She is a piece of work. Diet is out the window. I feel very fat. Feel very salty this morning. You know
that's
feeling?
All right, though.
You just got to jump back on. That's okay. It's okay to have a weekend like that.
But the problem is we get all the leftover. Mother sent me home with a pound of macaroni, and it'd be a sin to let it go to waste, you know?
If I like to share, I'd say we could bring it here, but I don't want to.
I'll share with you people.
Be gone 30 seconds.
Yeah, if we brought it to the
station. Give it to the rest of these vultures. I'll share with Joe and Val a little bit. But and by the way, I got a like from Joe Nolan right after my post of the party and the food and all of that. That's a big deal. Joe is impressed with the spread.
Have you ever gotten a like
from Joe?
Rarely. Rare occasions over the years. So thank you for that. All right.
That's just what my weekend was like. I was bored. I had nothing else to do.
That's great. Thank you. Parents' 50th anniversary. That's great. Thanks, Joe.
So my children decided they were going to spend Father's Day with someone else. So, yeah, fine. Do that way.
Okay. The Steel Pier, Atlantic City's number one family destination. Over 20 rides, attractions, plus bars with live music. The Steel Pier online, steelpier.com. It all sloshed up, ride the Ferris wheel.
Steel Pier is fun.
I haven't been down there in a long time, but
well, you don't come down here anytime, so I get it.
You don't live in Atlantic City. What are you talking about?
I live outside of Philly. You know, one of the best cities in the country.
Which is like 45 minutes away from Atlantic City, so it's very inconvenient.
Whatever. Okay. Well, whatever. If we do go to Atlantic City, I would like to welcome you, and we could go to like Ocean. We can go to the Steel Pier. We can ride their Ferris wheel.
I'm not going to ride the Ferris wheel with you. That sounds terrible. I'm not doing that.
Why?
I don't want to get on a small enclosed space with you and risk getting stuck 200 feet in the air above the ocean. And beyond that, you and I have we all went out and had a nice dinner. We've hung out in Atlantic City before.
Yes, I know. But the Ferris wheel's nice. And they're not small. They're very large rooms now. Everything was renovated several years ago. Anyway.
We can do the bumper cars. I'll take out my aggression.
I like bumper cars. We could go head on and see who gets out of each other's way.
Jeez.
So
you want to go to Margaritaville and have some volcano nachos, a big margarita. You can have a Shirley Temple because.
Yeah, I don't like nachos.
Honest to God.
What?
I've never had that funky looking cheese. I don't eat cheese.
You see why I don't hang out with this guy? I mean, I don't even know what to say to that. You've truly rendered me speechless. I don't eat cheese. I mean,
no.
Why don't you move to France or something? You're just congratulations again to Stacy Dutka from Marlboro. She's going to be in the party suite with us, seeing Katy Perry. Last qualifier through. Won $100 cash. Got the Katy cash, got the VIP tickets. That's a different deal to see a show at the Prudential Center in the suite. You're going to love it. Mm-hmm. Talk about all the food and the pasta you can handle. You are going to love it.
Their chicken fingers are next level.
Awesome.
Good. They're so good.
Congratulations, Stacy. And again, we still got show info if you want to buy tickets and, you know, be there. 1071theboss.com. But you won't be able to come say hi because we'd be up in the VIP area. And they got a rope and a guy won't let you up there, so. Actually, I don't think we're going. I don't have any tickets for myself. But all the listeners at one, they'll be there and they'll have a great time. I got a little radio thing to mention here. I know I shouldn't bring these things up, but I just can't help myself. So our friend, congratulations, Joe, to our friend Race Taylor, who's been promoted. We're going to get our butt whooped over there. They did the right thing and finally put him in the morning over at WCBS, where he used to do the morning show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Our friend Ira the Weatherman, who is a longtime radio connoisseur, who has somehow weaseled his way onto shows. And I'm not making this up. There's tape. He's been on every show that's ever been on in the morning in the tri-state area over the last 45 years. He's been on more stations. He's had more appearances than Joe has on different radio stations. Mm-hmm. Ira, did you check out Race Taylor this morning?
No, I did not. I don't care for him.
Oh. Well, I'd like you to check it out and see what you think and let me know how he's doing over there. If you get a chance, I'd be curious as to your professional opinion.
The worst.
They changed
Joe Corsi and Broadway Billy.
Yeah. You want them on in the morning?
No. They don't belong at the station anymore.
That's right. Bill, come over here. You don't belong over there. Ira said so. All right, Ira. Settle down.
You don't belong over there.
Did you listen to Race this morning? No. All right, sorry. I just listen. Competition aside, Race is one of the nicest people, so I wish him the best.
A fellow U of M grad.
That's right.
Whoop, whoop.
Look, how did this happen?
He's taking over.
How did this happen?
That's right.
Two different morning hosts in the tri-state area U of M. That's just deplorable.
Hell.
Everywhere we go, we even see any Ohio State stickers just to counteract this.
Seriously, I have seen Ohio State stickers on like 20 different cars over the weekend, and I know I notice them more because I hate them.
Right.
So
right.
If I see one, I just automatically notice it. But there was like 20 different cars over the past 4 days. It was not okay.
Sorry about that.
Very frustrating.
And good luck, Race. Now, Joe, I have to ask now. You've piqued my interest, so at my probably my own peril here. Why did your kids not want to see you yesterday?
No, they did not want to see us. Brad's down in North Carolina, so he gets a pass. I mean, I can't right. really. Be
well, he
mad
did. He call you to send you. A...
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
then fine. Yeah.
But then Connor decided he was going to go to his in-laws' house instead of coming to see me. But that's okay.
Can he come and see you tomorrow or today or something? When it doesn't it still count?
Yeah. As long as of course, absolutely. Yeah.
But you're a little butthurt about it.
It's not on Father's Day, but that's okay.
Wow, Connor, you better get over there this afternoon and come with gifts.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, bring a little. Bring some chicken piccata. Joe's not.
The weather will be better. Just think of that. The weather was not great.
Not great yesterday.
To come when the weather was better.
Yeah, it was rainy. It might not have been safe for him to drive.
After I spent about $300 at Yankee Stadium on stuff for his son.
Because it was raining and it might have been dangerous to drive.
Could have gotten a Connor Liam visit. Said he's looking at Facebook posts from Robbie and listening to Ira. Oh, my God. Rough Father's Day for Nolan. Those OJs had names. I had no idea. Congratulations again to Stacy from Marlboro. She's on her way to see Katy Perry in a suite, Prudential Center. If you want $100, Katy Cash. Nice job on that from Jersey's Free Money Radio Station. Big show back for Tuesday morning. Your Robbie and Rochelle start at 6 a.m. We'll do the world famous animal stories tomorrow. We'll have Knuckleheads the News, more Counting Crows tickets, Fast Five, birthdays, to Mom Confessions, a C-Bub, and of course your He Said.
She Said.
At 7:50. Keep it here. Have a great day.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning.